is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Alrighty, all present and accounted for as I look around. Oh, Roxanne over there. I got Fester. I got Froggy. Hey, guys, how you doing?
How you doing? We're back.
That was a little, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Don't forget about me. Maniac Marnie is here as well.
That was like
Maniac Marnie.
How you doing?
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, wanted to wake everybody up. Everyone seemed a little flat in here.
I guess. Yeah. How well are you doing?
Hey, Froggy, I got a little surprise for you.
Oh, no. I don't like that.
Well, you know what? Technically, I think the surprise could be for everybody. I gravitate toward you to have this encounter on the show, but, you know, I might actually offer it to Maniac Marnie over here. Maybe Marnie.
Uh-oh, I see a new bit.
Wow. Awesome.
A new bit? That's every day. Know,
can we do a little dueling? All right,
Maniac Marnie.
Hold on.
Yes?
I think that Maniac Marty, one of your old phone crank voices, I think you could have a little duel with Maniac Marnie.
I need a different name, though. I need something like Newsy Nelly or something.
Yeah, you don't get to make up your own name on radio.
Well, here's the deal.
Your name's Maniac Marnie.
I'm thinking that Maniac Marty is now dating Maniac Marnie.
Well, you know, I am recently divorced.
And they could do, like a morning show. It's can you introduce your girlfriend for me, please?
I'd like to introduce everybody to my newest girlfriend. We met at the morning show boot camp convention. Her name is Maniac Marnie, everybody. Hey, Marnie, say hi.
Hello. As soon as I heard that voice across the room.
That's right.
I thought to myself, have I met my radio soulmate?
I think, you see, we haven't been apart since we met.
And what do you like most about Maniac Marnie, Marnie?
When he whispers in my ear, it's just as loud as when he's on the radio.
Can I get a sample of that?
I like to get in her ear and go like this.
When you guys are having some private time?
I love you, Maniac Marnie. You're the sexiest girl alive. Then I whisper that so gently into her ear, and then I go, let's make love.
Now, just out of curiosity, when Maniac Marnie calls you on your cell phone, do you say like your caller 9?
No, absolutely no. She's always
so the phone caller 60. Phone rings, you see that it's what? I don't say
it. I'm just saying. Always the same number.
All right. Welcome, folks.
What the hell are we doing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But okay. I'll tell you, it's fun.
It's a good time.
It is.
It's a good time.
It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, Monday morning. Where the hell is this tropical storm? I guess Depression Fred turned back into Tropical Storm Fred.
It's gone, though, for the Tampa Bay area.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were driving around yesterday, so it is technically at like 4 a.m. As of 4 a.m. this morning. That's Central Daylight Time. So 5 a.m.
Right.
5 a.m. Eastern Time, because it's headed toward the Western Panhandle. And, of course, part of the Panhandle is in the Central Time Zone, so it's an hour earlier. And as of 5 a.m., so within just the last hour or so, the thing was almost like parallel to the Tampa Bay area, or maybe a little north, but, I mean, way offshore. I mean, I don't know, 150 miles offshore, just well offshore. And we were driving around yesterday, Michelle and I, we had a couple of errands to run, and the only thing I experienced was like zero wind, but just like drizzle on the windshield. And that's, you know, here in Tampa, you know, we were in South Tampa on Gandy. Then we had to do something near Anderson Road up, you know, the veterans, and we just had like little like pinpricks of drizzle on the windshield, like not even heavy rain.
Yeah, that's what the forecast called for, is little pinpricks to hit your car all day.
Pinpricks of...
Yeah. So, we're going to do a redo, though, with Grace. Is trying to.
Oh, God.
How many storms?
No, we're not. It's not going anywhere near us.
Yeah, okay, it's not?
No, Grace is skewing more toward Texas, Louisiana.
Oh, thank God.
Grace is not headed anywhere near us. Grace is going straight west. It's going to be,
Come on, Maniac Marnie.
Come on, Maniac. Take a look at the weather forecast there.
You're never going to get the lead anchor weather job with that.
Get some weather over here with Maniac Marnie.
You know what? I think I checked the cone like a day ago, and that's what it was saying.
All right. It is 6:12. We're just getting rolling. A jammed up show on a Monday. We're back in minutes. MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ here, all at Froggy Fester, Roxanne, and I said that if I appear a little cranky this week, I don't think I'm cranky just yet, but as the week wears on, I could get a little crankier, and does anyone know why?
Well, how are we going to tell the difference?
Ooh, nice.
Wow. Well, Maniac Marty over there.
Marty's on a roll.
Little sharp tongue over there.
Yeah, Roxanne's coming out fighting this week. Wow.
Roxanne going in, jabbing me with a garlic-tipped ice pick. Nice. Nice.
What are you, a vampire?
All right, so any of you guys follow anything I
put? I know.
What?
It is your diet.
Yeah, so Froggy's the only one watching my Instagram. I posted this last night.
I just saw that you put up a bowl of nothing, and you said, oh, my dog's more full than me.
It's true.
And I'm like, why are you torturing yourself?
Nah, listen,
Yeah, it's torture.
We ate like freaking slobs in Italy, gained a couple of pounds.
Six.
Pasta, pizza, gelato. I mean, listen, there was zero self-control.
But you did some walking and some scuba to burn it off, so it's not terrible. Well,
obviously not enough.
Obviously.
So we started that Prolon mimicking fasting diet yesterday, where your next 5 days of food comes in a box the size of a little briefcase.
Yeah.
And you have little boxes. I've got five little boxes for the 5 days, day one through day five, and we started yesterday. We did go to our friend Mark and Christine's house on Saturday night, and we sat outdoors in the backyard, and we barbecued up some burgers. So,
And you ate like it was like your last meal before the electric chair, probably.
I ate like it was 1999.
But what made you eat like that?
No, I'm kidding.
No.
I had a cheeseburger.
You were pretty chubby in 99.
I had a hot dog. No, I probably weighed less in 99 than I weigh now.
No, those were the MJ Pudgy years.
Those were the fat years.
There were no MJ Pudgy years. Get out of here.
MJ from MJ BJ was fatter.
No, I was.
Okay, you're right.
I look at my images and I'm like, man, look how thin I look there. What are you talking about? I was much thinner. So I got some last licks in on Saturday night, and then yesterday we began the diet. I had two packets of soup.
Did you have the minestrone and quinoa soup mix that I see on Instagram?
No. That, I think, is Tuesday's packet, which I took a picture of. That would be day four. No, maybe that's Wednesday, day four. Yeah, that's day four. So yesterday I had a tomato bisque, and last night I had a minestrone.
I thought you were going to say biscuit. Just the bisque? Oh, God. Yeah,
bread.
Listen, you get like a nut and honey bar.
Any porridge?
Yeah, no porridge.
God, that sounds, why are you doing this?
If people are just following you for the beautiful food pics from Italy and what you normally cook at your house, this is going to like turn them off.
This is like a shocker. Can you imagine this?
Here's some bile I'm eating for dinner.
After the food that we ate in Italy, and again, we were gluttons, we shoved our faces, we were just roving slobs in Italy. And, I will lose 10 to 12 pounds by Thursday. By the end of the day Thursday. So this diet goes 5 days. Start at Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday it ends. So Friday morning, I can get back to like normal. But I will lose. I'm going to tell you right now, we have our starting weights, and I've already lost 2 pounds. Ooh. since yesterday.
Starving yourself. Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's a fasting.
You're going to gain it back next week.
It's a fasting mimicking diet.
Yeah, if you were in the Serengeti naked, it would be a TV show called Naked and Afraid. Essentially the diet you're on. I saw a lady on Naked and Afraid sucking ants out of a log.
Oh, that sounds
that's essentially what you're doing to yourself, MJ, except you're wearing clothes.
Guess what? I once sucked ants out of a Charleston Chew bar.
Yeah.
Remember that story?
Gross.
Fess, do you remember that story?
It was an old bar.
Now that you mention it, I don't recall any details of it, but...
The Charleston Chew Bar, which, by the way, I think they sell in the little general store area of Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, it's the novelty candy.
It's a throwback candy. Right. The Charleston Chew was like a... vanilla marshmallowy
from the days of the Charleston,
and then surrounded by milk chocolate. It was a long bar, like a I don't know, 10-inch long bar. And I got at summer camp. This is like circa 1975. I was probably 9 years old or so. And I got a Charleston Chew at the canteen, ate half of it, then wrapped it up, put it up in my cubby above my bed in my bunk at summer camp. And then I woke up in the middle of the night. Man, ooh, I'm hungry. Ooh, Charleston Chew. I grabbed the bar. And I start chewing on it in the dark, and like, that doesn't taste right. That's kind of acidic tasting. I don't think I said acidic when I was 9, but I'm like,
tastes acidic.
So I quickly rushed into the bathroom, and my hands and the bar covered in ants. Because the ants were attracted to the.
Ew.
So I ate a mouth. I'm like, oh my God. So I quickly opened up the faucet and I put my mouth underneath. And
were they red ants?
It's probably a big difference if you're eating sugar ants versus like red fire ants.
Sugar ants are probably delicious.
They were not fire ants. This was, up near Bethel, New York, right? Where we were like a half mile away from where Woodstock was, like 6 years earlier. When I was a little kid, but I had a mouthful of ants, and I'll never forget that. All right, just getting rolling, obviously. You know what? I've got a pile of morons in the news that is spectacular.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
All right, baked beans. So how the hell are baked beans creeping into the morons in the news? And I don't know how, with a village this small, that you can't find the so-called baked bean bandit. Do you guys see this story? Am I the only one that have this thing?
I usually get all breaking baked bean news sent directly to me, however.
Yeah, this didn't show up in your Google News alert?
Where was the story?
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
There you go.
Does it involve the Bush family?
Yeah.
Does it involve Duke the dog?
You know what? I don't have the brand of baked beans that were used here. But like I said, I typically don't do a lot of international morons in the news because there are just too many.
That's why.
There are too many good morons in the news stories that are here in the United States. And even more specifically, there are too many good moron stories that are right here in Florida. In fact, I got two Florida morons we'll get to here in just a bit.
Listen, my inbox is full just with baked bean stories from Polk, Pasco, and Hillsborough County. I don't get European baked bean stories.
Anytime, there's an international story that floats my boat, it will creep its way into morons in the news, but not by default. Typically, I don't go with the international stuff. So, listen to this. They're calling him a baked bean bandit. Somebody is emptying cans of baked beans all over this town. It's a village of 3,000 people. It is the village of...
When you say emptying, you mean pouring the beans everywhere.
Exactly. So it's the village of Wanersh, if I'm pronouncing that properly, in Surrey. So Surrey, England. And they need to get the cops from Broadchurch on this case. You know, anyone see Broadchurch, the Netflix series?
No.
Come on.
I could act like I have.
Well, that's a recommendation. Yeah, I recommend Broadchurch, at least the first season. It kind of took a little turn. But the first season of Broadchurch I thought was really, really good. So somebody is dumping cans of baked beans all over everything. I'm talking about like Bush's baked beans or Heinz baked beans.
In Europe or in England, they have the Heinz brand.
Heinz is pretty big.
And there's evidence of these teal cans just piled up in corners.
Well, are the cans near some sort of murder that's taken place? Is it a calling card?
No one's getting killed. It's just like here's a picture. Take a look at this. This is a car out in a driveway, right? And look at the car. The the car is just, I mean, someone just emptied a can of baked beans on the hood, the windshield. It's all dripping down, you know, the driver's door with the door. So by the window, all the baked bean juice is all dripping down into the windowsill and everything. Just mess.
With the car thing, maybe it's metaphoric. Like, this is going to give your car some gas.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, baby.
The musical fruit.
This is the kind of caper I would like to be involved in.
Well,
there's Fester dumping baked beans everywhere.
Well, Fester, if he was investigating this, he would.
You ever see those like cop dramas where they like punch a hole in the cocaine and like one cop sticks his finger in it and
sticks
licks
his
it,
pinky in and licks the coke?
And nods his head like we got something. That's how I'd be with the baked beans.
This is good stuff. Strong.
Why don't you try that with a bag of fentanyl? Oh my god!
I saw a video of a cop almost die just because he was testing fentanyl.
I saw that too, but I don't know if that was real.
You know what? Then some people.
No, that was real.
Hold on, that was like out in California.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, but then there was like a backlash on that last week.
Really?
Where folks were saying it's not real or
what?
It was weird. You know what? I didn't dive into the story, but I thought that there was some kind of a questioning whether I think doctors and like some folks said, we don't know if this is real. And the sheriff
fell, he sure looked like he was really falling.
Then the sheriff's office said, no, this is real. But no, there's some kind of controversy surrounding that video. All right, so back to baked beans for a second here.
Yeah, please.
So the vandal's been covering doorsteps, homes, cars. Oh, pouring the beans through mail slots on doors.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
How's that hilarious?
I mean, that's gross, but
this guy's a modern day comic. This guy's hysterical.
My god. So a little over 3,000 people in this little village in Surrey.
And did you say it's exclusively one brand or style?
Well,
because there's so many different kinds.
Well, yeah, but there are pictures of like four cans of this teal baked bean.
Okay.
And apparently that is the Heinz baked beans. I don't think we have that can here in the U.S.
No pinto, no white beans,
they're
basic.
They're baked beans.
Baked. Okay.
Yeah. So I think whatever bean they use in baked beans. So local officers are going to be like stepping up patrol to try to capture the baked bean bandit who's just pouring baked beans all over the town. All right, you ready for the local stuff?
Does it involve baked beans?
No. I've got a Pinellas. Oh my god, I got an arrest in Pinellas. And it involves Disney. What an idiot! It's not Disney's fault, but and then I have porn, embezzlement. I mean, the dollar amount is massive. Hold on, we'll get to that next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ, the crew at 6:55 Monday morning. All right, so Florida clearly is known for the outrageous nut job stories. You know, to the whole Florida man. You know, Florida man was. You know, that's where the whole Florida man thing comes from. So the state of Florida, our home state, has provided countless hours of morning show material for morning shows across the country, right?
Hours isn't even a fair word.
Years.
It's centuries.
Okay, years. Yes. Years of content. And today is no different. Right here, a couple of things in our backyard. I'm at a loss here. Nearly $13 million stolen from a health fund. But then what it was used for kind of, you know, juices up the story, makes it a little more intriguing. So this is a story about a former accounts manager for a nonprofit operation that's somehow affiliated with the University of South Florida and the medical school. So the USF Medical School. This individual has pleaded guilty to embezzling close to $13 million and then spending most of that money at an adult website.
What?
I'm sorry. Can somebody explain to me how the hell you could spend most of $13 million at an adult website?
Okay, some of or most of?
Even if it's some of, that's...
Yeah, I heard he spent like a couple of million. I didn't hear he spent most of the money. Wow.
I just don't understand. So there was a little business array, and then some of the money apparently coming back at him. Right, here's the deal. I first saw the story reported by the Tampa Bay Times. Ralph Puglisi, 59. This dude is in trouble. Yeah. He's facing like up to 20 years in state prison.
Oh, my God. I see the number now.
Yeah, under the deal, which was recently filed in Tampa federal court. So, actually, this would be federal prison then. This would not state prison. This guy could go to federal prison. He worked for the University Medical Service Association that provides people and support for the USF Health and other providers here in the Tampa Bay area. So, according to the federal court filing, Puglisi spent almost $12 million at an adult website that allows users to subscribe to channels belonging to specific women who get involved in sexual acts. And
he laundered the money through that site.
Yeah, so that's...
It's like an OnlyFans.
It's not like he was spending it on girls for his own...
But that's why I said that some of the money was coming back to him. So the investigation showed that this Puglisi guy, still, I don't understand how you, that kind of money.
He's a busy guy, any way you look at it.
So the investigation showed that this Puglisi guy subscribed to a channel belonging to his stepson's fiance, and they split some of the money.
It was a family scam.
Yeah. The investigative team developed a working theory that Puglisi worked with the principals of the adult provider or with the female profiles of the adult provider, in order to financially benefit from funds charged. But
it's a pretty smart way to clean your money, actually, through the internet like that.
I mean, it's really not awful.
Better than opening a business.
Wow.
How about this nonprofit?
Like a tanning salon.
This nonprofit that he worked for, I mean, they didn't have really good checks and balances that this guy could be cooking the books like this.
I would say that there was a audit failure. Would you agree with that?
100%.
A little bit of an audit failure.
He had an excuse for every withdrawal. He made a fake journal.
This guy had all kinds of fake stuff going on. But I don't know, $12+ million, almost $13 million. That's crazy. So, ladies and gentlemen, you might want to have better checks and balances and audit procedures to be able to detect this kind of money. So, affiliated with an adult porn website, that's just nuts. All right, then we have right here in Pinellas County, guy arrested for threatening to blow up Disney executives on Twitter. What the hell? I'm going to blow you up.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Seminole guy made threats against Walt Disney World on Twitter. Now he's behind bars.
See, if you're going to make a threat against Walt Disney, the man, big deal. I mean, come on.
Leave Roy alone.
31-year-old Stephen Jordan apparently went on a Twitter spree, 186 tweets in 3 hours. How do you even do that? How do you do 186 tweets in 3 hours? So he started this on August 8th, according to the cops, he were targeting executives at Disney for some reason. So he was right. Here's a couple of tweets. At Disney, we'll blow up all of your execs' houses with C4. And at Disney, I will toss a hand grenade through their loft window. What?
Very specific with the loft C4.
Yeah. So Jordan's account was suspended the next day. So Twitter suspended him. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, the Threat Management Section, and the FDLE, they said that Jordan admitted to writing the tweets while being interviewed. Well, duh, it's on your Twitter account. In 2019, authorities say that Jordan was convicted on a charge of false reporting about planting a bomb, explosives, or weapon of mass destruction. He now faces a charge of threatening to throw, place, or discharge destructive devices. Anyway, last I saw, he was being held in the Pinellas County Jail on a $10,000 bond. But what we don't know is, why was he pissed at Disney executives?
At Michael Eisner. You're going to get it.
Well, worse than that, he was threatening the characters as well. At Goofy?
No. He didn't what? Apparently, he did not go after Goofy or Minnie Mouse or any of the ducks, like Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh.
My God, again, hey, The Tampa Bay area never lets us down as far as morons in the news go.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Fester, were you triggered by this lottery story out of South Carolina? Let's go back to the Bucks for a second. Preseason, I mean, you can't read anything into that. I mean, what did Brady play like? I didn't watch the game.
Well, starters, they got 6 snaps. So not a lot.
So yeah. didn't they roll like 4 different quarterbacks in, get a little bit of time, right? 4 quarterbacks. And did Brady get sacked or he went down sort of voluntarily? I don't know.
Yeah, Brady took a hit, I think, in the first drive, and that's all he played. And they took him out and they started putting in the backups to see how they looked.
Yeah.
Why even put Brady in? Why risk it at all?
You know, he's coming off of surgery, too. Well, because he's got to play him, you know.
If I was on the other team, I'd be like, I'm going to break Brady's leg now.
He's still weeks away from
it. I'm just saying.
If you're trying to make the Bengals, if you break Tom Brady's leg,
you're in.
It's something. Someone's going to pick you up.
All right, so the Bengals beat the Bucs 19-14 preseason, blah, blah, blah. You know, the Bengals quarterback didn't even play. Their starting quarterback didn't even play in the game.
Joe Burrow is hurt from last year, so he's coming off a serious injury.
Right, but he's supposed to be back this year, right?
Yeah. For the regular season.
All right, so Bucks lose. Should you read anything into the preseason thing? No.
Just be happy that nobody got hurt on our team. That's all you care about in preseason.
Exactly. And that's why a lot of times you hold back on your... I don't think the Bengals ran many starting players, actually, in their game. All right, Fester, were you triggered? Fester, folks, has been triggered by lottery stories. Quite a lot these days, especially Florida lottery stories, because a lot of folks are winning money, man. I'll tell you what, you know, the Florida lottery, they don't need a whole lot of commercials. All they need is all the news stories that, and by the way, the Florida lottery spends a lot of money on commercials. Right. They do. But what I'm saying is lately, they don't even need to spend the money on commercials because all the news stories about the people winning like millions with scratcher tickets. It's like every other day, someone's winning some ginormous jackpot. And these are the little scratcher things.
I don't ever recall people winning with this level of frequency, or maybe the media never reported on it or what, but it just seems like every other day somebody's hitting the big score. And it is a legitimate plank in my in my financial platform, a legitimate plank is winning the lottery.
Right. So you've got a problem. You've got a real problem if part of your financial plan is planning on winning the lottery. That is not a good strategy.
There's several planks in the platform.
Yeah, okay, you did say plank.
Yeah, but one part of it is scoring something on a scratcher.
All right, you're gonna walk the plank financially, or you're gonna be walking.
You're gonna snap the plank.
All 330 pounds of you are gonna fall through a rotted plank.
I mean, between my Roth IRA and my 401k and a couple of diversified investments and a couple of hot scams and winning a scratch off lottery ticket, I'm gonna
Bitcoin.
Be
safe.
Hey, Coop, I've got like floor collapsing sound effect. Can you find that?
What financial advisor uses the word plank?
It's like wood collapse or floor collapse or it's great. So I need Fester walking on his finance. You got it? All right, roll it. Let me hear it.
Oh, yeah. Here. Walk the plank.
That's Fester.
Listen. See, the platform holds you up. You need several
planks. Was that a Bitcoin plank that just fell?
Bitcoin's going to the moon, baby.
Okay. Here's the deal. A lucky South Carolina woman, I'm sorry, man, lucky South Carolina man claiming second lottery prize in 2 weeks.
Oh, son of a...
What? All right, something's fishy going on here.
All right, the winners from Grand Strand, South Carolina, claimed a $40,000 prize on July 16th. And then a $3 million prize on July 27th.
Wow.
My God, he purchased both Mega Millions Quick Pick tickets at a Murphy USA gas station in Myrtle Beach. Can you believe that? So a $40,000 prize, that's a nice little windfall, but then you win a $3 million? Holy jeebers. Yeah, this is incredible.
In two weeks.
Two humongous wins.
Something's up with that. He needs to be investigated.
Listen,
I mean, come on.
It's a scratch-off ticket. He's a shopper. He walks in, says, give me number 6, and he gets it, and he wins.
I've seen McMillions.
Did you see that on Netflix?
Yeah. I mean, listen, two wins in 2 weeks. Something's going on here.
If you haven't watched, was that on Netflix or was that on HBO?
HBO.
Yes. If you've got HBO Max, folks, you got to see the McMillions documentary about the McDonald's Monopoly game fraud. And it wasn't McDonald's. It was the security company that was doing the security for McDonald's. But that was awful. All right, folks, I got a little issue. I got to talk about a ceiling collapse.
Did it sound like the floor collapse?
Yes. Speaking of collapses. Yeah, yes. Michelle and I stumbled across something awful yesterday, which I'll explain coming up. Hang on. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, that's a ceiling collapse that we experienced yesterday. Hey, folks, MJ Morning Show, MJ and the crew here. Fester, as you know, Michelle and I have had a couple of storage garages on Gandhi for many, many years.
Yes,
right?
That's true. That's one of the best things about me no longer owning a pickup truck is you calling me at all hours to help you bring something there or take something back.
Hey, Fester, I got a couple of old radios, some old big console antique radios. Can I borrow the pickup truck, please? And you as the driver. So Michelle and I went to the storage place yesterday. It's the, you know, the U-Haul on Gandhi.
Right.
Right across from our old radio studio where we're not working anymore. We're here at Beasley Media here in St. Pete on Q105. So Michelle and I went over to the storage garage yesterday just to grab a couple of things. And it was not a good sign when we're walking to our unit, which is, you know, it's indoor climate controlled unit. And we see like obvious signs of like all kinds of stuff dripping down the whole... The whole front of the orange door in U-Haul. So there's a whole big streak.
What color?
It was like whitish. Yeah, like whitish residue. You know when...
It's the worst color to possibly see coming out of a ceiling.
Yeah, you know, when you have water dripping and the water dries and you have residue, the water carries stuff.
Sludgy.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to put it. So we open up the garage and the whole ceiling's collapsed inside.
So is your stuff ruined?
We have stuff that's ruined, yeah. I mean, totally ruined. I mean, Judd, I have pictures and, you know, didn't seem to be a whole lot of alarm over there, Bo. You know,
That's a U-Haul.
Yeah.
You know, when I went up to the front counter, first of all, there was like one person working and there were like 90 people in line. It's like, you might want to get a little...
They can't find help. It's everywhere.
In all fairness, I know it's tough to find people these days, and U-Haul's probably no... Listen, the crew there has been really nice, and I've been there for years and years and years, and the management over the years has been really, really good. And they're like, we'll file a claim, we'll take care of it. But, you know, I don't know why they didn't notice the water just dripping down. I mean, because they do, like, checks there. When people don't pay their rent, they lock out, you know, units all the time.
Sure.
They walk through, I think, like every day.
You would think walking through would be part of the job at the U-Haul place.
But the water streaming down the front of the door, I mean, it's pretty darn obvious.
Just a leak.
The minute we walked up, Michelle's like, what is this? I'm like, what is this? Open it up and half the ceiling's collapsed in. It's, you know, that drop ceiling with the, I don't know, that fiberboard stuff. So there was a lot of water and I've got boxes that are ruined. I got some electronics in there that are ruined and, you know, just covered in moldy and nasty. And
how long has it been since you've opened up the storage unit?
Haven't been in there in about over a month.
Okay.
Yeah, so it must have been some of the heavy rains. Their roof obviously needs some repair. And looks like, I think I've got an antique radio that's ruined. You know, it's kind of in the back. So, are you laughing?
It's just funny that
it wasn't a laugh as much as it was a snicker.
Why are you snore? Why are you chortling over there?
I don't know. I mean, it just leaks.
Was that a chortle?
All your expensive little radios got leaked on. I mean, that sucks. It's also kind of funny.
You chortled.
It was a giggle. I had a little giggle.
No, it was definitely a chortle.
Isn't that a word, chortle?
Yeah, it's chortle. And that's what you did, Froggy.
I went like this.
You think it's funny that the roof has a leak?
I mean, you love those radios.
I do. Right.
And then it got leaked on. Chortle. And then I just pictured it in my head and it made me giggle.
I also had a whole bunch of rare CD box sets that are...
Like the Garth Brooks collection. What kind of rare CD boxes did you have?
No, I have some autographed ones too. You know,
you have a Beatles signed CD. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Guess what? I've got a Led Zeppelin box set signed by
Led.
By Led, and he had that right on top of everything, so that caught all the water.
Oh,
why are you laughing at my? It's nothing funny about this.
It's not funny. It's Frog, not.
Stop chortling.
But it's almost the more you think about it, it's like your unit. Vomited all over your stuff.
That's scary. There's a leak in the roof.
Double entendre.
Now, are you going to turn in a claim for this? How much was that radio?
Hold on. I don't even know what the damage is yet. I've got a high-end electronics receiver that's wrecked. I've got the radio that's damaged.
Oh, gosh.
I've got all my... I've got numerous boxes that were just soaked and saturated, and there's mold all over the things.
So what was the plan from U-Haul's part? Did they give you anything?
Well, listen, they're responsive. I texted the manager and they texted me back and takes lots of pictures. They'll start the claim process. Listen, the U-Haul folks, yesterday were very, very nice. It's like when I went up to the front desk though, the guy was, it didn't seem to cause much of an alarm. I don't know if it happens all the time.
You got a leak in 17 units right now.
If it happened to you, why wouldn't it have happened to the guy next to you and the next to him and next to that person?
It could be, but my unit, none of the other doors had water remnants or residue streaming down the front of the door.
Now, I heard that you have one of the smallest units.
Stop it.
What? Extremely little.
I have a micro unit. Is that what you're about to say?
Almost. I need the smallest unit available.
Sir, you already have the smallest unit. We don't have anything smaller than sir.
Are you entertaining yourself over there, Floyd?
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
It is my duty to inform you that a longtime family member of the MJ Morning Show has come down with COVID-19, and it is...
Legally Blind Mike, say Mikey Crash, say Mikey Crash.
I told you it wasn't Dave the Dwarf Froggy.
Thank God.
I hope that LBM, Legally Blind Mike, I'm hoping that he doesn't have any long-haul vision issues. I mean, he's already, legally blind.
Does COVID affect the vision long-term?
What if he sees perfectly after getting COVID? It just cures his COVID.
Eyes. Reverse the whole eye thing?
I can see perfectly. Look.
All right. Legally Blind Mike joins us. Hey, LBM. How you doing?
Doing good, MJ. How about yourself?
We're great. All right, so tell me, you got the COVID? How'd you get the COVID?
I almost made the ventilator. I guess not quite.
This is sort of the breaking news, but apparently that Legally Blind Mike doctor was very concerned. So it was kind of touch and go. You had a rough 24 to 48 hours?
It's still kind of rough, MJ. I'm going through alternating periods of chills and, you know, where the body feels like you're really cold and then you feel like you're really hot. I'm sweating profusely right now. I got the Motrin, you know, sitting right next to me just in case if the fever comes back. And
all right, but your doctor said there was a point where you almost were rushed to the hospital, correct?
Yes. That's
all right. And then your doctor said that because we spoke last night and you said you were scared to death because, you know, a lot of people that go on ventilators, they don't come off. And your doctor said that a ventilator with you experienced about 4 or 5 days ago, you experienced a really bad situation where you almost had to go to the hospital. And the doctor said that a ventilator was not out of the question.
Well, he said it could have been way worse than what it was. Just want to remind people, get your shots because, you know, if I can get the shot and still find myself in the position that I'm in, I can't imagine, you know, somebody who didn't have the shot, what they would have to go through. So I just want people to know that this is nothing to play with. I'm sick as a dog right now, and it's just not...
Mike, how'd you get it? Do you have any idea how you came across the COVID?
Well, you know, MJ, I'm not a wacko, anti-mask, you know, put up a fight type person. But could I have been more careful? Absolutely. You know,
do you have any idea? Do you have any clue on how you got it? If you were to try to triangulate or guess where you were exposed?
Well, there's several possibilities. I wear a mask on public transportation.
What about the massage parlors on Kennedy you like?
What about those?
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Can't hear me all of a sudden.
Mike, is there any idea how the virus came in contact with your body? Is it possible that it entered through your eyes?
It could have.
No, he's pretty squinty. No, I don't.
His eyes are pretty shut. Yeah. They closed most of Mike, I'm really surprised this happened to you, Mike. I bet you didn't see this coming.
Nope, didn't see
it coming. Fester, really? You gotta go with the
idea. Mean, come on, it's Mike. It's Mike.
Hey, Mike, I remember you said you wanted to be on a ventilator a couple months ago, didn't you?
Intubated.
Yep. Remember that? I'm so glad it didn't really happen, though.
Roxanne, yeah. I forgot about that.
Look at Roxanne.
That's right. Legally Blind Mike, he approached us and said, I want to do a bit to see what it's like to be on a ventilator. Oh, my God. It was almost a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I'm glad that didn't happen.
Mike wanted to go to stores and take his mask off and start confrontations?
Yeah, that's not good, Mike.
All right, do it, and now you got the COVID. All right, hey, listen, Mike, get a hold of us if you need us for anything. I'm glad you're not in the hospital and on a ventilator. That would have been like, that would have been creepy if... You know, we turned him down on the ventilator bit. I'm like, we're not going to get you. What are you, nuts?
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I know. And Mike, hey, I was in October. Guess what? I was going to go on a diving trip. And I was having second thoughts about the diving trip because of the Delta variant. But guys, remember I told you that I was going to probably take off a week in the middle of October.
Right.
And I was going to go great white shark diving. In Mexico, off of Guadalupe.
But the shark got COVID.
No, it's a relatively small boat, you know, with 20 people jammed on it, and I was already gonna say, you know what, probably not a good idea. So I was probably gonna cancel, but it turns out the boat canceled. And this is the aggressor fleet, and it's cage diving. It's not like you're just thrown in the water with great whites. You're inside cages with the great white sharks, and that got canceled.
Wow, so you're going to invite Legally Blind Mike to go with you
exactly.
as well.
Wow, hey, Mike, feel better. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. All right.
All right, MJ.
All right, man.
Wow.
Legally Blind Mike. Legally Blind Mike. Say Mikey Crash. Say Mikey Crash.
So best of luck to hey Froggy, I got a surprise for you next.
I love surprises.
You might have to ingest something. We'll explain. Oh, folks, wait.
No way.
Will Froggy or won't Froggy ingest something live on the air? We'll find out next here on the MJ Morning Show. Hold on.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show here on Q105. The MJ Morning Show is back. It is 7:57. All right. Froggy.
Sir.
I want to know if you will eat what I've brought in today. Let me tell you what I brought in.
Why me? When it comes to eating, usually you go to the eater in the room, Fester.
It's in this bag. So Michelle ordered some new dog treats. And the box came last week.
Right.
And I don't know where she found these. Michelle, you know, she finds all kinds of crap on the internet. She's got her feed and I don't know. She, you know, all kinds of boxes arrive. I've already talked about this. How many boxes arrive at my house on a daily basis? I mean, I can't keep track. UPS, FedEx. I got DHL coming from overseas. I got the Amazon delivery truck in my house like at least five times a day. So Michelle ordered Spot Farms.
Ooh. What?
Dog treats.
That sounds like a dog treat farm.
Spot, as in, like, you know, hey, Spot, you like Spot the dog. So I'm holding here a bag of chicken apple sausage recipe dog treats. Now, what caught my attention here, Froggy, and the reason why I brought these in, and I'm going to ask you to try one of these.
I don't want one.
Is because all over the bag it says human-grade dog treats. Human-grade dog treats. And you turn the bag over, and again, huge letters. See, human-grade dog treats. Now, there is an asterisk there, and I'll share with you what the asterisk says here in just a second.
Yeah, that's an important asterisk.
But Froggy, do you like, say that again?
Asterisk?
You okay?
What's the word?
Now when you say it, it sounds funny.
Word is asterisk.
Okay, I've been saying ass trick the whole time.
Ass trick?
Like you got know.
It. Oh, so that little...
That's twerking.
The little star next to something is an ass trick?
Right. Like an ass trick is a twerk.
Like a twerk. Right? I've been saying ass trick the whole, my entire life. Watch out for the ass trick over there.
All right. Well, there is, it says human-grade dog treats.
And human-grade means that humans can eat it. It's suitable for human consumption.
Well, the asterisk says... intended for your dog to eat, not you. All right, but so that's
wait. That's opposite of human grade.
No. It's human grade, but it's meant for your dog to eat. They're not saying have a big bowl of Spot Farms chicken vittles for
what
dinner.
What do they smell like? You say there's apple in it?
Well, you're going to find out in just a matter of moments here.
I don't want to eat it. Let Fester eat it. How about Coop?
Yeah, I don't even see what the issue is here.
Well, there's a nice little story here.
Oh, you pass around a piece like the body of Christ.
We care where our chicken comes from. Meet Darren and Amanda.
Who are those people?
This husband and wife team are fourth generation farmers and one of several families in Kentucky that raise cage-free chicken on their small farm. So they started this dog treat company.
I only eat caged chickens.
Well, Froggy, I've got chicken apple sausage recipe, Spot Farms dog treats.
Apple sausage does sound good, but...
I will hold these up to the camera right now.
The whole dog part.
I'll even show everyone what one looks like on camera. This will be on MJTV a little later on.
All right, so the chicken that you may or may not be eating, Froggy, was raised by a family in Kentucky.
This is the little treat. Froggy, grab one of these. Tell me if it tastes good. So I want to know...
And smell it, too.
I want to know what my...
Does it smell good?
I want to know what my dog's Gatsby and
Actually,
Scout...
Actually, doesn't smell terrible. Fessy?
Pass the bag. Now...
We're all going to pass it around.
It almost looks like a piece of jerky.
Can I ask you this, MJ, would you eat one?
No, that's why I have morning show members. Listen, that's why
you mean morning show buffoons? Just say it. Team members? Just say it. Like we're co-workers?
No, you're teammates. You're contemporaries. You're
all right,
are we contemporaries?
Team members. All right, Froggy.
It's supposed to be a partnership.
I try this human-grade dog treat. Would you?
It's just a beef jerky to me, you know?
How is it?
Hang on.
What are you getting on the palate there?
It's not bad. It tastes...
Is it not bad or
it's not bad? Go ahead.
Do you want another one?
Well, don't throw it away. I'll give it to the dogs. All right, Fester, go ahead.
The afterflavor.
Here it is. I popped.
Oh my gosh, Fester just like chomped the whole thing.
Oh my god, you threw the whole disc in your mouth.
Yeah.
And this thing's about the size of a little smaller than a $0.50.
Oh, the aftertaste.
And it's thick. It's between a quarter and a $0.50 in size, but it's thick. It's like
Coop, I need water. Right. Coop!
It's very dry. I'll tell you that. It's very dry. It's the worst beef jerky I ever had.
but it doesn't taste terrible.
It doesn't taste like a dog treat.
No. Roxanne, you gonna have one?
No, I'm sorry. I ate a lot of dog food when I was a kid.
Roxanne, come on, you're a buffoon just like us.
Yeah, Roxanne, you're a contemporary.
Well, listen, crap. It's human grade dog food, but then they asterisk it and says, "Well, meant for your dog, not you."
You try one.
Hey, you should try it.
It should have said meant for I'll try it. All right, here we go.
Did you have a bite?
Here we go.
Roxanne, you can't be the only one.
No, I just smelled it. I don't want to try it. Thank you, though.
I told you.
Have you guys ever eaten dog food?
How is Fester eating another one?
You just took a second one?
It's not bad.
Fester? It's so bad.
Fester's going to put that in his box in his office and save it for a rainy day.
It's dog food. It's not fantastic, but it's not awful.
It's not awful.
Fester's holding it up like it's a bag of popcorn.
I couldn't eat it. Anyway, Fester's in. How many are you going to have?
Mall number three.
Oh my God.
It's growing on me. It's actually really good.
803.
Do they make other flavors? I'm really interested in this.
Yeah, I'll bring in some more.
Okay.
The MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 8:07. And Coop's a little nervous because I told Coop, hey, dude, you're up next. And he's like, what? What'd I do? What? Well, Fester brought me up to speed. Coop, of course, is our Generation Z producer here on the MJ Morning Show. And Fester brought me up to speed on something on Friday's program. And did you compile a list of what you think the possibilities are? Or have you been able to determine exactly, has he hooked up with a particular company that has a list of things to do? Or
it's like he's expressed a very sincere interest in this with me.
All right.
And he doesn't really know where to begin.
All right. Here's the deal. Let me fill you in.
For real. What are y'all talking about?
We're building up the expectation and the hype here.
I'm built.
All right.
There you are.
Coop is still on a quest to make extra money. Listen, starting out as a, 22, 23 year old in radio these days. Yeah, listen, radio's seen better days as far as, get the honest. Right?
Me and Fester try to talk to Coop about this. Well, get out while you can.
Coop is trying to make some extra money. And now, Coop, what were the ways that you tried to make extra money? You had a whole bunch of schemes going. What were they?
Well, I did Instacart for a while. Right. Yep. I was doing Lyft driving.
Are you done with Instacart?
I'm still signed up, but I haven't done it in a while.
Okay.
It takes a lot of time.
Are you still driving Lyft?
No, I haven't done that. Also takes a lot of time.
I'm like Grubhub or like DoorDash or something.
A big old Delta variant hotbox you got going on there.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, he's selling appliances that you gave him, like a TV.
Okay. All right. We don't have to bring that up again. All
right. Here's the deal. Coop apparently now is going to make extra money by signing up for clinical trials through these research companies.
Oh, be careful with that.
Listen, they pay a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of money for some of these ones I found.
So, Coop, how did you figure out that you want to, like, join clinical trials and become a human guinea pig?
Well, I got a pamphlet in the mail a couple months ago.
Okay.
It was for, like, an HPV trial. I didn't do it, but I considered it, and I was like, wow, I wonder what kind of other trials they have out there. So I've been doing some research.
What, you gotta have like relations with a woman with HPV? Or
I didn't look too much into it, but it was like an HPV vaccine. I don't know.
All right. So,
if it involves relations, you can keep the money.
All right. So are you starting? Like, what's your first clinical trial?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking your guys' help.
He doesn't know where to start. Hey, guys, I think I can make some extra money doing clinical trials. I'm like, I don't know where to begin, though. I mean,
so Coop goes to Fester, and then Fester tips me off on Friday. It's like, we got to talk about this Monday.
Coop, this is pretty great.
Now, is there a particular company locally that does these trials that you've been looking at?
Well, you can do USF. You can do Moffitt Cancer Center. They do clinical trials. So, the big hospitals and stuff.
Right.
Okay, you go to Google and you type in clinical trials to make money, and hundreds of companies pop up, MJ.
Right. I know outside of the hospitals or research institutions, I know that there are companies, like private companies, that do clinical trials for various products or pharmaceutical companies. All right. So, Fester, have you found any potential clinical trials that Coop could join?
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's an anti-inflammatory drug, right?
But doesn't he have to have inflammation to begin with?
Well, look at his head.
Okay, they want healthy people.
Listen, Advil's an anti-inflammatory, right? So
anti-inflammatory drug research, you have to stay in a hospital for 4 nights.
Okay.
And then you have 8 follow-up visits after the initial hospital stay.
Right, okay.
They're paying $4,761.
Sign me up. Let's go.
Kick you in the shins a bunch of times to make you have pain then give you the anti-inflammatory.
Are you going to take vacation days to like take 4 nights off?
I'll do the show live from the hospital.
No, listen. Last week, Coop and I he asked me, what week is MJ taking off in October? So he could line up his clinical study or something if it involved an overnight stay.
You find another one?
All right, so
how about sleep studies? Like
they'll pay you $1,000 for medical wearable devices.
Like what?
Like heart... heart monitors.
Oh, Roxanne did that.
I basically did that.
But they I guess there's this new technology where it reports straight to an app or something.
Right.
And the app goes to your doctor. And anyway, but you can make $1,000 for some of these new ones. $500 for arthritis research in young people.
Ooh, my arms do hurt sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
My wrists get kind of, you know, they
You're
hurt
23.
After the show.
It's a condition called EOO, early onset osteoporosis.
Look at this one. They want to test wiener cream to see if it actually makes your wiener fall off.
Hey, how much does it pay, though?
That'd be serious,
that's
right?
$7,500.
Let's go. I'll do it.
You can grow them back. I found narcolepsy research.
Oh, that.
I found migraine research.
Suddenly, Coop's narcoleptic.
Yeah. Hold on, MJ. Listen. Okay, first of all,
glaucoma.
That's a very stereotypic definition of narcolepsy. Are you tired during the daytime?
Right.
That could be narcolepsy.
Yes,
a sign of it.
A degree of narcolepsy.
I'm always tired.
Coop is somewhere on the narcolepsy spectrum.
I got a feeling he's going to be on the spectrum for everything. Coop's going to make.
If it pays the right price, I'm on the spectrum for
anything.
Coop's
going to make $250,000 a year as a professional clinical trial participant.
Well, listen, if any of our listeners know of some good clinical research studies that Coop can participate in to make a couple of extra dollars.
I like the wiener cream the best. All right, so.
I don't want it to fall off.
Coop, and then I'll do a clinical trial for a wiener attachment when my wiener falls off.
Coop, I'll tell you what.
That doesn't happen.
The bionic wiener. We're going to test that out.
Nope, we don't have anything for that, son. Sorry.
All right. So, Coop, why don't you sign up for something? We'll follow your progress, all right?
All right, let's do it.
As Coop will make extra money joining clinical trials, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, now something has happened. Now, we had a similar item, but this is sort of different research. We had a similar item that during the beginnings of COVID, that drinking went up dramatically here in the U.S., that people were just drinking more. And at home,
yeah,
right?
People stuck at home, they're going to get toasted.
There's one in this room, his drinking has gone up quite significantly.
And who's that?
The drunken morning guy, you.
Stop.
Well, the hit song said it all.
By the way, a lot of people commenting on your video from Friday.
Did you know the guitar is still hanging up? Nobody seems to care around here. There's a broken guitar hanging on the wall.
There's a smashed Taylor Swift autographed guitar on the wall outside of the Beasley Performance Theater here in St. Pete at our Beasley Media Group complex. And outside of the performance theater, there's a whole bunch of guitars hanging on the wall. They're like guitar holder things. And we just took the smashed guitar and just put it back up. And I took a little blue index card and I wrote, what happened? ? CMJMorningShow.com. So I think a lot of hits came from our sales staff over here. So, folks, if you didn't see.
Yeah, you got to look at it.
If you didn't see Froggy's, first of all, slanderous accusation that I'm a drunken morning guy, which is completely false.
Well,
and I'll get into my drinking numbers when I talk about this story. Completely false. But if you missed Froggy singing the Drunken Morning Guy song based on Drunken Lullaby by Floggin' Molly.
Well, it's by Spatula, inspired by Floggin' Molly. Right. Floggin' Molly used to open up for Spatula back in the day.
Yeah, sure they did. So Froggy's little new character now is Spatula. So Spatula sings this Drunken Morning Guy song, and then at the end smashes a Taylor Swift autographed guitar.
That was unintentional.
And now we're finding out who all the Swifties in this building are as they walk by and see the guitar and report it to HR.
Some people are pissed.
They're in horror. Absolute horror.
Well, it was like the signature around here, like on the wall, you know. Yeah. It's up next to like Burt McGirt, the country guy, and then it's Taylor Swift.
Why didn't you pick another guitar? One that was not, there are some unautographed guitars on the wall.
Well,
why
that one said Taylor Swift on it. I thought it would give me some luck.
Oh, but anyway, folks, if you haven't seen the video of Froggy, go to MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. MJMorningShow.com. And see the video of Froggy singing a song, and then the Taylor Swift guitar gets smashed. The video is up from Friday. MJMorningShow.com. This is must-see MJ TV. All right? All right, on to the moms now. And this is more specific. Drinking during the pandemic. Moms with young kids increased drinking by 323%. at the start of the pandemic. Is that a good thing to have all kinds of drunken moms all over the place?
Listen, the sales of mommy juice have just gone through the roof.
I guess a lot of moms didn't have to drive their kids anywhere, so that's good. They're not on the roads.
Booze consumption up by nearly 325% between the start of the COVID-19 pandemic and the end of last year. This is a brand new study conducted by the nonprofit RTI International for the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. The latest figures found that overall U.S. drinking consumption was 39% higher in November 2020 than the previous February before the virus hit the U.S. The general recommended drinking guidelines for men allow up to 4 drinks per day, but no more than 14 drinks per week. While for women, it's no more than 3 drinks a day or 7 drinks per week, according to the study. And Americans exceeded those guidelines by about 27%, or 27% of individuals exceeded those guidelines from February and April 2020, and it jumped to 39% of people exceeding those guidelines between February and November, according to the study. Additionally, binge drinking increased 26% between February and April of 2020, and only jump further to about 30% between February and November.
You know, wow. Those guidelines are a little bit confusing. I was listening to you talk about the women. You should only have 3 drinks per day, yep, and no more than 7 per week. But if you only hear that first part of it, 3 drinks a day times like 7 is 21 drinks a week.
21 drink
I'm
weaker.
Three glasses of wine is a bottle of wine a day.
No. Here's what they're saying, though.
I'll do that.
That women... Women should have, men should have no more than 4 drinks per day, but no more than 14 drinks per week. So no, they're not saying that you should drink every day. They're saying that, so at one sitting, don't have more than 4 drinks, but don't consume more than 14 drinks a week. So it's not like, 7 days times 4 drinks, that's 21. No, that's not what they're saying.
I might have all 21 tonight.
You don't do that. but here's the deal. Women with children under the age of 5, their alcohol consumption went up 323%. So women with children under the age of 5 had the greatest increase in alcohol consumption.
Prove it. How could they tell? By like sales of White Claw or Rosé?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
probably.
Well, listen,
those kids at those age are punks.
They did research this nonprofit RTI. They obviously had some type of a sample size they thought was potentially representative. And then, Froggy, you want to accuse me of being a drunk? You know, that is ridiculous.
I didn't say you were a drunk.
You called me a drunken morning guy, which is ridiculous. It's slanderous.
Yeah, you did say
I guess
that.
I did say that.
I have a total of maybe 4 drinks a week, not a day.
I've seen your drinks. They're big.
I'll have 2 glasses
of
wine.
You don't have 4 drinks a week. Get out of here.
I average 4 drinks a week is what I average.
What, do you keep it in a journal? Let me see. Let me see your little drink journal.
I have about 4 drinks a week, and that's...
14.
And some weeks it's less.
14.
What?
14. 14.
You said 14, right?
No, I did not. I say 4 drinks a week.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Do any of you know, I wanted to make this sort of a guessing game. Do you know who the celebrity is and who the individual is and who could be on the hook for $8 million?
How about a hint?
We have a big celebrity who had been in the news quite regularly for months.
Steven Seagal.
No.
You said big, so we didn't know if you meant big as in big or big as in large.
We're not talking about size.
That'd be incorrect. But car accident.
The only one I think of is...
Rollover.
Oh, Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods and his attorneys, they are threatening Rachel Uchitel. Remember, she was the cocktail waitress?
Yeah, one of his many.
You know, I saw an interview with her, and you know what she said? She said that she was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
Right.
That much is true.
Was true,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
When they met. That's not how the song goes.
Apparently, Rachel Uchitel, she signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Uh-oh.
When she was having a little thing with Tiger, she signed the non-disclosure agreement.
So she's Rachel, you can't tell.
That's not bad.
Oh, everybody.
Did that just hit you, Froggy?
It just hit me like a ton of laugh bricks.
It's the Laugh Olympics here.
I mean, Rachel, you can tell. More like you can't tell.
Right, yeah. Do not break the fun button, Froggy. Yeah.
Former nightclub hostess, she's 46 now, and she revealed in an interview that she signed a more than 30-page NDA, or non-disclosure agreement, back in 2009.
Wow.
Shortly after she was outed as having an affair with the then-married Tiger Woods.
Wait a second. She signed the NDA after all those pictures were taken in the Enquirer?
Apparently so. Okay. So she signed it shortly after she was outed. So the lawyers obviously, like, swarmed her to sign it. Now, I don't know if they compensated her or...
She obtained $5 million and an additional $1 million for 3 years following the signing of the agreement in exchange for her silence.
So that was the payment.
Yeah, she got paid.
They didn't get to the other eight mistresses in time to propose to them NDAs.
Yeah. So, wow. So now they're saying that she's on the hook because she spoke. She claims that she's now on the hook for $8 million, that in this agreement... Now, what'd you say they paid her, Fester?
It says $5 million upon signing it, and then $1 million for the next 3 years after it was signed.
All right, so that's $8 million. So they're saying that they want the $8 million back.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh. Wow.
I mean, you get $8 million. You might want to keep your mouth shut there, Rach.
So I think she probably spent some of that money, right?
She probably invested it wisely.
From 2009?
No, she invested in Tesla, and now it's like worth like $300 million.
Ooh, she attempted to open two children's clothing boutiques in 2013 and 15, but they folded.
Yeah, ugh. I wonder how much she lost in that. So she was given $8 million total. But in the end, Ucatel claims that she only pocketed $2 million of the look at this. She claims she only pocketed $2 million of the original $5 million following taxes and lawyer fees. So would the lawyers get their claws in and grab a ton of this moolah?
You gotta work in the lawyer when you go for a settlement. You gotta work in the lawyer.
Yeah. Lawyers, they could grab like a third. Who knows what they can grab. And if you want to know the bad lawyer list, I can help you with that, folks. She claimed that she was called into arbitration by Woods' legal team, who demanded their $5 million settlement back from her. And this is more than a decade after the affair. So just a heads up. The reason why I did the story is just a heads up and a warning that if you sign a non-disclosure agreement, you could be on the hook, obviously, for serious damages. Now, the question is, are they going to be able to really claw this money back? And how much does she have? I mean, is it going to be like getting blood from a stone at this point? So, Rachel, you can tell. I like that for all you. Pretty good stuff.
$8 million, Tiger could do whatever he wants to me, and I'll never tell
you. You won't say a word. You'll keep that mouth shut, huh, Frog?
Well, except for Tiger.
Fester? Yeah.
What?
All right, so heads up, folks. You sign an NDA, legally binding, but we'll watch it and see if they're successful in getting any kind of money back from her.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is so much fun, you know, when you have one of those laser pointers to have fun with your dog or your cat,
right? Oh my gosh, I drove my dog crazy with a laser pointer.
Yeah, you can like run around the carpet and then run him right up the wall.
Listen, folks, this is not some new revelation. I was first introduced to laser pointers when they cost like $500 a piece. Seriously, when I first got to the Power Pig, this is back in like 1994.
Right.
The whole crew, they were into the laser pointers. And back then, those things were freaking expensive. They'd be like $300-$400, like at Sharper Image. They had a whole case. Sharper Image had these laser pointers. And I remember the story that they were at some radio convention in a hotel, and they were up on like a mezzanine level, and they were pointing the lasers at people down below, and they pointed it at, turned out it was a U.S. Marshal.
Yeah, bad idea.
And the guy, I mean, the guy freaked out and like tackled one of the people. It was crazy. I think it was Jason the Buffoon Boy. Remember him? I think he was tackled.
All right,
but that's when I was first introduced to these laser pointers. And like, if you had a gig at the old Power Pig, you had to have a laser pointer. So I got a laser pointer.
Cool.
But listen, so this goes way back. But you know, of late, for instance, with our dogs, with Gatsby and Scout, Julian and Chloe, when they're home, they love taking my temperature probe. You know those little handheld temperature guns?
Oh, we use that all the time. Yeah,
so I have the temperature gun that I use to get the temperature of like the air conditioning vents when I'm setting my temps in the house. Or
cool.
Like for my ice cream machine, you know, you get the red laser that is sort of the beam, but then it's the infrared sensor that tells you. You know what I'm talking about?
Is this the human one?
Does yours have a red laser on it? I don't think
not
so.
Not a red light that you put on your kid's forehead.
This is the one like the air conditioning guys have.
Got it.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, so no big deal. I mean, if your dog or cat loves these things, it doesn't matter that these laser pointers are years old. You know, it's new to them. My dog, it doesn't matter whether it's 6 months ago or 10 minutes after I get home today, the dog's going to chase this little red dot all over the place like it's the first time they ever saw it, right? All right. Well, this is the MJ Morning Show, so clearly there is... Oh, that's the one I have, Fester.
Is it? I found it on Amazon.
Yeah, that's the one I have. Fester just found the exact one that I have. All right, so this is out of Wisconsin. A woman accidentally shot a friend using the laser sight on a handgun to play with a cat.
Why wouldn't she have shot the cat?
No. You don't use a handgun. Because, you know, some guns have laser sights as well. As an accessory item or some are built in. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Criminal complaint out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, charging a 19-year-old woman with negligent use of a weapon. She was visiting an apartment last week where a 21-year-old man had brought a weapon. The woman who was a witness said she had been drinking, picked up the handgun, turned on the laser light, and was pointing it at the floor to get the cat to chase it all around. And that's when...
Go get it, kitty.
That's when, bam, the gun went off.
So she was trying to have the cat run up her friend's leg.
Well, the man who was standing in the doorway was shot in the thigh... As the gun, so he has non-life-threatening injuries.
Is he doing like, ha-ha, attack his wiener, ha-ha, attack his wiener?
And then he ran to another apartment. Cops found him after responding to a 911 call. They applied a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. He was taken to the hospital. But he's going to face charges for violating bond conditions because he's out of jail on bond and he's not supposed to have a weapon. But you don't use a gun with a laser to tease the cat. And plus the fact, she must have pulled the trigger.
Yeah, eventually you have to pull the trigger for the bullet to discharge. Yeah,
but she was drinking brandy.
Is that what she was having?
Yes.
What was the cat's name?
Brandy.
Brandy the cat.
And what song were they listening to?
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you will be.
Exactly.
She was eating candy.
So, folks, don't use a weapon with a laser pointed to amuse your cat, please.
No. Use a sword.
I mean, that's just idiotic. Hey, Fessy, your kids love what cartoon? Your kid's favorite cartoon is what?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there's Peppa Pig.
Stop right there.
Blippi.
Peppa Pig.
Blippi is not a cartoon. Blippi's a real-life character.
Hang on a minute.
YouTube.
We've got a Peppa Pig problem.
Okay, I'm listening.
I know you're listening.
Peppa Bacon right now.
It's too alliterative. That's the problem.
I need to know what your thoughts are on this Peppa Pig problem. And we'll talk about it next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Hello, MJ here with Froggy and Fester and Roxanne. The first thing we got to deal with here is Peppa Pig. Now, Fester, you have the Peppa Pig theme song here?
Absolutely.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother, George.
I love George.
This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig.
Why are they all farting?
They're snorting.
Oh, yeah, they're pigs.
Don't act like you've never seen Peppa Pig, Froggy.
My kids watch UFC.
Yeah, Peppa Pig. If you're a parent or a grandparent, chances are and you have small kids or grandkids, chances are you know what this whole Peppa Pig thing is all about. There is a scandal. There is a controversy, I said.
Whoa. We were watching Peppa Pig just yesterday, Hudson and I, and it was a very good episode about where Mr. Bull fixed the floor at the school.
Picks the floor?
Yeah. He fixed the floor. Yeah. It was a very good episode.
A very good episode, huh?
Yeah.
Fixed the floor, Mr. Pooh.
And this was after the floor caved in, is that...
Mr. Festa's been here.
Okay. There was a squeaky plant.
Festa's on the floor. Oh, my God!
Listen, Madam
this whole thing just caved in.
Madam Gazelle had to go to the dentist, and Mr. Bull had to watch the school children, and he dug up the floor. It was fantastic.
Mr. Festa collapsed another school. His weight must be under control.
On this episode of Peppa Pig. All right, so...
A bunch of pigs are in this show.
Is this a problem? Listen to this.
All right.
A cafe is using... the image of Peppa Pig to sell a bacon sandwich.
Oh. I'm starving right now.
If there was one pig that was going to make you go vegan, it would be Peppa.
Parents are outraged. Now, this is a British series, right?
Yeah, it's made in Britain, but it's Nick Jr. carries it.
Right, but Peppa Pig is made in Great Britain.
Yes, because you could tell, like, during the credits, like, it's all like Niles and...
Yeah, what do you think about the Gordon Street Cafe in Edinburgh? In Scotland, they've got one of those big sandwich board signs outside,
yep.
And they have their menu, and for their famous bacon sandwich, they put an image of Peppa Pig on there.
That's perfect.
And families are saying, oh my God, my kids would be traumatized if they saw that sign. It's really not funny.
There's two kinds of animals on the Peppa Pig show. One, the edible kind. And then there's the non-edible ones, like there's the cow and the pig and the chicken.
Anyway, that's a big scandal now. You think that's sacrilegious to use Peppa Pig for any pork products that you're trying to sell to eat?
I think it's delicious.
I'll take a Peppa Pig lettuce and tomato right now.
How quickly would you be hit with like copyright infringement if I opened up like Peppa Pig rib joint?
I'd go.
Pork butt.
Listen.
Mickey Mouse Terminators.
The best pork butt sandwich on the planet at MJ's Peppa Pig.
All right, I know it's a cartoon, but I'm just going to put this out there. There's something about Mama Pig.
Oh. That looks delicious?
No, she's got like this little sassy sexiness to her.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, she's a cartoon, and it's a really basic cartoon, but Mommy Pig has it going on.
That is one fetish.
That's just one of them. You're right. That is one.
Take off the stupid music.
I am.
Oh, let me shut the Peppa Pig music off.
Yeah, good idea.
Take it off, please.
Hello.
Hey, so Michelle, you were probably sleeping, but the song before last, we played Flashdance, and I made a mention to the crew that you watched Flashdance yesterday.
I did.
All right, so here's the deal. Michelle purchased a huge set of James Bond movies. We're on a classic movie kick lately. I watched The Maltese Falcon on the plane coming back from Italy. Michelle and I watched Casablanca. We watched From Here to Eternity on Friday night. And then Michelle, she ordered this 24-DVD James Bond set, Blu-ray. It was like $76 for 24 movies. And over the weekend, we watched Dr. No.
Yep.
And we watched, yesterday afternoon, we watched...
Octopussy?
From Russia with Love.
Oh, I can't wait to get to Octopussy. So, that's way later.
All right, so we're doing them in order.
Wait, how many? There's been 27 James Bond movies?
Well, no, it's 27 discs.
There's 24. I think 25 is the next one coming out.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
And then there's another one that is not really James Bond, but some people consider it James... I don't know. Anyway, it's a pretty good deal. 24 movies.
James Bale.
And they're Blu-ray. And I'll tell you what, the quality of these things, the digital transfers are amazing. So we finished watching From Russia with Love yesterday. This is the second one out of our set. We watched it yesterday. And Michelle's like, you know what? I want to watch Flashdance. So, I left. I started doing work for, the morning show, started prepping for the show. And I put on Flashdance for Michelle. Why did you want to watch Flashdance yesterday?
Because we were riding around the car and it came on the radio.
Oh, that's right. We were punching around and Flashdance, What a Feeling, came on Q105 yesterday.
Yep.
And we just played it again this morning. And Michelle's like, you know what? I want to watch. That's right. I want to watch. So how does it hold up?
I enjoyed it yesterday. It's just a good, happy, happy feeling kind of movie. The music is still good.
You know what's funny, Michelle? I showed it to my daughter, just a clip of it, because she was getting ready for a dance recital.
What? She's 4 years old?
Just a clip of it.
What?
Yeah,
isn't she dripping wet?
She's dripping wet. She's still out sexy tight body. Like,
not that part. The end, Michelle, you know the scene I'm talking about. At the end, when she's going in to do her performance to audition, and I was trying to get my daughter pumped up for her recital.
But I told her,
hey, you get nervous.
I took my daughter to Mons Venus to see the lap dances.
No.
I showed her this movie called Striptease.
But I showed it to her, but it was almost like there were so many bizarre things. For instance, people smoked cigarettes. Inside the room, and then there was a record player playing, and my daughter's like, what is all this?
Roxanne, you can't show a four-year-old flash dance. I got an idea. Why don't you show her the dance scene from The Exorcist?
No, at the end of the movie, she's doing the dance in front of, like, the judges inside the performance.
She gets nervous, and she messes up. Roxanne, I was like, hey, you can overcome anything.
My boys are done with their bum fights DVD. You can borrow them for your kids.
All right, Michelle, see you later, sweetie.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Hollywood Dirt, morons in the news. I just got an email. My credit score has been updated, so we'll check that live after my credit score problems. My God. All right, all coming up on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Do not move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ and the crew here. Where'd Roxanne go? Because I wanted Roxanne to be here on my credit score issue.
She's yelling at Coop. Yeah. She's screaming
She's
at
really
him.
Berating him.
Why? Dressing him down?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Call him a loser.
Roxanne harbors all of her frustration with us and takes it out on Coop.
Called him a minute. Really?
Roxanne, stop yelling at Coop.
She's back.
Oh, here we go.
Is it true you called Coop a minimum wage moron?
It's just how we talk to each other. Okay, we just make jokes.
Wow. All right.
So funny, Roxanne.
Oh, you had me there. All right. See, MJ Morning Show here on Q105. And there's a lot of things we have to do here before we get out of here. Two big segments to go. First of all, my credit score. I've mentioned this numerous times on the show. I don't understand it. There is no reason why my credit score ought to be, like, dropping. You know what's odd is on some credit cards, you know, where they give you your free FICO score.
All right.
Why are they different, like, dramatically? So hold on. I just got notification from one of my credit cards. I just got an email that my new FICO score is available. I literally just got this within the last half an hour. Got an email. So I'm going to go to my app for this particular credit card right now.
Well, there's also three reporting agencies, MJ, so it depends which agency gives the number.
Yeah, it's Equifax and TransUnion and Experian. Those are the three biggies. I get it. But for whatever reason, my credit score has been dropping, and there's no reason why. I don't have anything late. I haven't opened up 19 new credit cards.
Have you closed the line of credit?
No.
Because sometimes when you stop using credit, it goes down.
No. I pay off my credit cards every month. I don't owe anybody anything. I don't get it.
Well, you're a bookie.
No, I don't have a bookie. Son of a... Oh, my God!
It dropped more?
It dropped more!
Oh, you're going to be homeless.
Oh, my God. Look at this thing.
Let me see.
719.
Oh, my God, 719.
Oh, it just was 1 point.
Okay, hold on.
You're done.
If you're 719, I think I have higher credit than you do right about now. I think I'm like at 725.
What the heck is going on here?
What could that be related to?
I don't know. Why is my credit score going down?
Somebody's stealing your credit and tanking it.
All right, hold on.
Is that possible?
That's this bank. All right, that's
a possibility.
Because I ran.
No, it's a possibility somebody's using your credit. And
I
don't know.
You know, every year you get a full credit report for free.
Right.
And I ran that like a month ago because I'm like, what is going on here? There's nothing on there. There's like no delay. Everything. It's clean. My credit report is clean as a freaking whistle and it's dropping. All right. So now 719, I was like 724. Wasn't I?
No, I thought you were 720, but okay.
Well, that's it makes no sense. But
it's
hang
going
on,
down regardless of what yeah, the number
hang
is.
On. Let, I got to take my mask off for my face recognition. If I go to another, I've got two mileage credit cards. I've got two mileage credit cards with two different airlines. All right, so hold on. Now I'm going to my second bank, and I can get my FICO score on this one as well. And I, all I have to go is go to accounts. And I think services here.
Okay.
And I should be able to get my FICO score. Yeah, here. Credit management, FICO score. All right. On this credit card, let me push FICO score. So I just got to. All right. So hold on a minute. This says 825.
Okay.
So my FICO score on one card is 825, and I just got a new one at 719?
That's a big difference.
Yeah. This was as of 7/27. This is as of July 27. What is
okay,
going
wait,
on?
Tell me which. So there's FICA. There's
no FICO. FICO.
There's FICO. Psycho.
Yeah, my FICO is all psycho over here.
Plico, Dico.
I don't know what's going on here. This is outrageous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, my FICO is the bad one too.
I don't
so
understand.
It's FICO's fault.
Yeah, Coop.
We're getting some calls on why your credit might be going down.
Why?
Well, Phyllis is on line 7 if you want to take her.
All right.
Okay, it's not me, I swear.
Let's talk to Phyllis.
What line?
Phyllis, whatever.
What? Am I taking? Which line am I taking?
That you got her.
Okay.
Taking me.
Hi, Phyllis. It's MJ. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, MJ. The reason your credit score is going down is because you just checked it last month, correct? And now you're checking it again. Every time they send you an email or something about your credit score, when you log on to that, it's going to make your credit score go down.
No, I'm not logging on or checking in. It's in the credit card app. It just says check your credit score. I'm not logging in. They're just providing it. I don't think that. I know that if you go to a car dealer, for instance, or if you go to, I don't know, like a furniture place, and you want to finance, or you go to a bank to get a loan and they run your credit score. I think that all those inquiries from other sources can lower you a couple of points. But
they do that as well.
But I don't think going on to the app where they say check your credit score and it's there, I can't imagine that lowers you.
That lowered my FICO score because I called and found out why, and they told me because I'm not downloading, but I'm looking at the app.
Yeah, but Phyllis,
when anything to do with your credit, they are lowering. They just have a reason to get you any way they can.
Yeah, these credit companies suck. They really blow. Yeah, there needs to be a congressional investigation.
And if you do a credit card and they deny you, they will run your credit again and again and again.
Oh my God, I'll be down to zero before you know it. All right, thanks for the call, Phyllis.
I just got a text on my cell phone.
Yep.
And so this friend of mine says that it's because you pay everything in full.
No, but I always had, even though I've always paid everything in full. I've always paid in full, and I've always been sitting like above 800. Great. Yeah, I've always been sitting great.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. I have a table. When we talk about credit score, man, that's a hot button, man. That's not the Q105 fun button. That's a hot button right there. Because people, my email floods. My social media comments flood. Coop is answering phone calls. When you talk about credit score, man, people, you know, because it affects a lot of people.
It's relatable.
And you know what? These credit score companies or the credit agencies, man, they've got us by the, you know what?
No, I don't
Fessy,
know what.
Scruff? Fessy, you're in RV sales.
Right, yes.
You work at General RV.
Correct.
What is the worst credit score you've ever seen?
Oh, my gosh. I think something in the mid-400s I had. A customer one time.
Oh my God! What? All right, so yeah. I'm headed there though.
They wanted an RV.
You're not far. Listen,
I just dropped to a 719. I don't understand why I've got four different credit scores. So here's what I did. The one card that I just got the alert. Hey, your new credit score's out. So we went and checked that. That's for my for a JetBlue credit card through Barclays Bank. And they're telling me I've got a 719 credit score, which is BS. Then I have another airline credit card. They say I have a 772. I checked my American Express. They say I've got 825. What? And then I checked LifeLock because I've got free LifeLock for life because I endorsed them some years ago. And that says I have 781. How the heck do I have four different flipping credit scores? All the FICO scores is what they call them.
you know, if you went to Credit Karma or some of those free sites, they'd probably tell you you have like an 850.
Oh, my God. I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah, where's the accountability in those places? Like, how, no one's checking on them to make sure they're giving you the right credit score.
It's all over the road. I don't get it. And I'm sure that we have many listeners. Well, I know we have many listeners because I've been pounded with emails and texts and everything. A lot of people have credit issues. Now, again, I don't have any debt, though. I don't owe anybody any money. I pay my credit cards off, and I don't... Why was I always like rock solid in the eights, and now I've got all kinds of numbers that are like heading towards 600? I don't get it.
I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I had to spend $16 on the bit What Fester's Eating, and you haven't paid me for that yet, so I did report you to a couple of...
You're dinging me?
I'm digging you. A couple of agencies got the report.
You're dinging me. Hey, speaking of getting dinged, I guess the biggest football story in Tampa Bay, other than the Bucs losing the preseason, which, you know, who cares, really, but the Buccaneers cut the cornerback that Cameron Kinley.
Yeah, from Navy.
Navy. So he was Navy cornerback, right? And then got a chance to roll with the Bucs. And remember, this was a big story because he was, they originally said, no NFL for you. You got to serve time in the Navy. And then he got an exemption. So Cameron Kinley was given a special exemption by the defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, to delay service to the Navy so he could play for the Buccaneers and attend training camp. And after the loss on Saturday night, the Bucs cut him. So I guess in the Navy, you can sail the seven seas in the Navy.
Yeah,
we want you. We want you. We want you as a new recruit.
Listen, he was the one player I was rooting for this off this training camp.
Was he not good enough for the NFL? Or
I mean, it's really, really difficult. You could be an awesome football player and not make the NFL.
I heard it was pretty easy to make the NFL.
I mean, yeah, like everybody was thinking.
Froggy, shut up. So that's a big story.
John Gruden called me one time, asked if I could play linebacker. So easy.
Psst. Hey, will your car be sitting in your driveway and the next thing, boom, it's in a sinkhole?
I hope not. But
you see, Friday, what happened in Palm Harbor? So I it's some dark car, and there's an old style, like classic Ford Bronco that almost fell into the hole as well. A driveway in Palm Harbor.
Just don't touch the classic Bronco.
On Eulalia Avenue, car fell into a sinkhole. Sitting in your driveway, next thing you know, your car's all smashed in a sinkhole as your driveway opens up. Kind of sucks. And then we put this up like a week ago or so. Did you see there was a sinkhole that opened up because I guess a water main broke. This was up in Maryland. And the whole street was closed off because a water main broke, so the whole road caved in. And a car ignores the barricades and just drives through and ends up in the car is completely submerged in like 5-6 feet of water.
Oh my God.
Do we have both those pictures up on the website? All right, both stories are up at MJMorningShow.com. Folks, have a great day. We only got to 72% of the show today.
We got a lot of the show done for tomorrow.
A lot of show for tomorrow. Folks, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Don't forget, the song for the trip a day is going to be Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics. It'll play in the 2 p.m. hour. Folks, have a great day. See you tomorrow. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.